Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want to, where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing this morning, Big JD?
Doing okay. Firing on all cylinders.
Really?
Yeah. Upstairs.
I was going to say, my cans are a little loud. What's going on?
Nothing. Just feeling good.
Just feeling good.
Yeah.
Not physically, but...
Mentally.
You got lots of sleep last night? Is that what it was?
Actually, I did get ample sleep, I guess, last night.
Ample.
I've been on the raw foods thing again for a week.
Raw foods.
Raw foods.
You're eating some raw food.
Just raw food. Yeah. Raw foods.
What's the problem?
Fruits and vegetables and nuts and berries. It gets rid of all the nutrients. You don't want to cook anything over 116 degrees. Although I've had a few hot things. I'm not like 100% exact, but it's all raw foods. You know what I mean?
I'm not, right.
Yeah. I'm not eating 100% organic, and I'm not eating 100% only up to 116 degrees, really. I mean, I've had some things that are heated a little more, but.
Like a cup of tea.
Well, yeah, that's okay. It's different.
Liquid. It's different.
Yeah.
How is it different?
We're talking about food. Well, there's not necessarily.
Tea is not a food.
It's not really. The nutrient thing.
Okay.
That will bring out all its goodness. You don't want tea at only 116 degrees.
Hotter, preferably.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. Well, that's good. So you're feeling good. So,
yeah, it's been going great, man.
And you notice the difference.
Yeah, I notice the difference. I'm conscious of it, thinking, is that what it really is? Or is that maybe not? But I'm feeling good, yeah. Because too long, I get up in the morning especially, and you feel like, it's just, why'd I have... whatever I ate last night, because I just feel it right now like idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get up in the morning and feel great.
That's awesome.
And that's what happens. And you can take that a step further by going all organic and making sure your foods are not heated beyond what they should be and making sure that you get everything you can out of your foods, like chewing a lot or pureeing or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Blending or what do you call it? Juicing. Make sure you get everything out of the fibers of the food.
I was juiced last night. Whew.
Uh-oh. How'd you feel this morning?
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't drink a thing. Didn't drink at all last night.
I was on my way down here to the Jabbercast studio. Is it the Jabbercast studio we're in?
Yes.
Far East? We're in the Far East.
This is the Jabbercast studio.
Right.
Then there's the Easy Mac Podcast studios.
Okay, so I'm on my way here, and I usually try and abide by the speed limits. Just because I don't want the ticket.
You don't want the ticket.
Yeah.
And they're out ticketing.
And yeah, they are. I was on my way down 17 and somebody flashed lights.
I know.
Well, I haven't seen that for a while. You know what I mean? Somebody do that actually. You know?
Right.
And sure enough, get a little further down the road and there's a cop hidden well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm just putting along at
60
right
kilometers.
At the speed limit. Yeah, 60 kilometers. And that's like 1,000 miles an hour for
Americans.
Yeah. Just putted by the guy. And the only two other people that I saw coming my way, I flashed them.
You're the nice guy. He returned a favor.
That's right.
Pay it forward.
Yep.
Exactly. So it was a guy in a Windsor police cop car?
No, I think it was OPP.
Yeah. Those.
And then I passed another one on your road here.
What?
But he wasn't stopped. He was coming the other way. But yeah.
Yeah, they're all over this weekend. It's Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada.
Yeah.
Today is actually...
Quebec, too. Quebec, Canada, still.
The last time I checked here, let me look at a map. Yeah, it's still there.
Who's the president? Morani?
The president. It's funny how you act ignorant and that stuff.
What stuff?
But it's Christmas for me today.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the
Murphy Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going off to my in-laws, and we're going to celebrate Christmas.
Because they go away for the season.
Yeah, they're leaving in a couple weeks to Arizona for
nice
the full time they can be away.
When are you going to go out there and visit during the
eventually, season? Yeah, pretty soon.
Nice.
Yeah. My kids and my wife.
I should ask them if they own a house there. What do they do?
They live in a gated community and they live in a double trailer thing.
Mm, should have offered to my mom's house because that's getting taken away anytime.
Getting taken away?
They got it cheap. What? Yeah, like an acre of property with a big house.
Yeah, you showed me the MLS listing or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Could have been really cheap.
What do you mean they're taking it away, though?
Well, she can't afford to pay it.
So they're,
Foreclose or whatever.
It's going to foreclose, yeah.
Yeah, something will happen. Yeah.
You say that so nonchalantly. So how much can you get it for?
Well, I don't know. $10? $20? No, I don't know. From the bank or whatever, probably basically what's owed on it. And that might be like 60 to 80 grand. Hmm. Which is not bad still. I mean, it's a house. You know what I mean? It ain't a trailer.
It ain't a trailer. Even all the trailer's nice, I have to admit.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know, value wise and whatever, like, you know,
sure,
it's not in a bad spot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I actually owned it, I want to, you know, do a little work, fix it up a little bit. But I mean, there's only so much you could do. I mean, there's no grass there; it doesn't grow. You know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
You know, it's like a little desert area. But she's right in the mountains, man. It's like a nice little spot.
Sounds awesome. Why don't you scoop it up?
Nah. I'm condo apartment style living for me.
Yeah,
no maintenance.
That's the thing with them too. There's a rec room there. There's a pool there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you know. It's perfect. But yeah. You get a house and you rent it out.
Yeah, if I had extra cash, I was honestly considering scooping that up because that's pretty close to where they're at right now.
Is it?
They're in Mesa, and your mom's just north of that, isn't it? Some
Black Canyon City. Yeah, it's not far from Mesa.
I googled it up when I saw it, just to see how far it was. It's not far at all. Like she's northeast of Phoenix, and they're just southeast of Phoenix, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's a good size 2-bedroom house. But anyway,
the next listing on our MLS real estate.
Yeah. There was I was saying save for the show. Something I wanted to tell you, and I can't remember what it is now. That was going on.
You saved it for nothing.
There was something else that just happened or something that I was going to mention. And it was like, you know, the cop thing and oh, it's coming to me. Something about computers. I can't remember what it is. I should have wrote it down while I was thinking about it, but.
The bird's laughing at you.
Yeah. You forgot it.
Maybe you'll think of it as you.
It was something about why do they do. Oh, I know what it was. On the headphones, we should save it for Tech Talk if you remind me about Apple headphones.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I'll write it down just in case.
He's going to write it down in his what? Oh, on his PowerBook. When I write stuff down, I just jot it in my jotting device.
Your iPhone?
My iPhone, yes.
Okay, I'm good now.
All right.
Let me save that.
Glad to hear it.
So, yeah. What's going on around here? Anything? Anything new? Your lawn's cut? A lot of obstacles in my way getting up the pathway there. There's a little trailer there and a biggest pumpkin I ever seen in my life. It's like this big.
That's not the biggest pumpkin you've ever seen in your life.
And bounce like those things. Remember those things? Hopper, bobber?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You grab the little handle and bounce on the ball.
You didn't come up Manning Road. If you come up Manning Road, there's a place there.
I think it was one in 17 too. It's got pumpkins.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I can't remember.
Anyway, they got lots of the biggest pumpkin you've ever seen could be there for sure. It's like the big pumpkins, like the
great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Who was supposed to be like Santa Claus, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Charles Schulz never actually drew the great pumpkin. It, like, even if Linus was even dreaming about it, what it would look like.
I don't remember anything about it. I just remember that name. I know I watched it as a kid, but I don't remember Charlie Brown shows.
Really?
Yeah. Peppermint Patty and Snoopy. I remember the, you know, Woodstock, Little Bird and stuff, but I don't remember seeing anything. And the one guy played a piano.
Schroeder.
Yeah. A blanket. Wasn't he the one with the blanket?
No.
Was that Pigpen?
That's Linus.
Oh, right. Okay. See what I'm talking about?
Linus Torvald. He's the guy who wrote Linux.
No. Linus, the Linus operating system. Anything else?
No, that's cool.
Okay, let's move on to some news.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Before we get into the newsroom, I got nothing going on my computer, and I hit the button to play the intro, and nothing happens.
And so
I did it like three times.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
No beach ball or anything?
I guess you got to hit it four times to make it work.
On that machine there, yeah.
Yeah, I got to read the manual. Yeah, hit four times any button.
The bird's laughing at you.
I had just about enough of that little bird. So what's in the news this morning besides what's going on with this Manila thing? Manila? Is it still chaos over there? U.S. military trucked in supplies and Marshall helicopters and Navy ships as the Philippines struggled with the aftermath of back-to-back storms that have left more than 600 dead.
Yeah, it's craziness over there. Chaos.
Yeah.
Landslides is the big thing, eh? That's what kills people. I mean, you can have a whatever tsunami and that just washes people away. People get to the highest land, but when you're dealing with mudslides all the time, it's like, where do you go?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
And I wanted to mention this, because we never talked about this on the show at all yet, was the Letterman scandal. That's pretty good. And I don't know really what the outcome is now. I mean, I know he apologized and all that stuff, and, you know, whatever happened to the guy that was trying to blackmail him and everything. But what happens after? I think he's getting a divorce, I guess?
I didn't hear that, no.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought that I had read somewhere that he was going through a divorce now or whatever in there.
No, I think he apologized and he said he's got his work ahead of him. His work cut out for him is what he said, I think. That was his.
And then how many people did he sleep with? Is it just one? Or was it like, was he having a
gay old time?
Yeah.
Ooh,
gay old time. Do we know about that? He didn't sleep with any guys, did he?
Who knows?
You heard it here first, folks, on the Jabbercast. It's all out of the bag. He owes us $2 million or we spill the rest of the beans about the animals.
Then I'm buying your mom's house.
Yeah.
No, I think it was just the one chick.
Okay. And we know who that is now and everything. And what's it was, wasn't it? Oh, it was the girlfriend of the guy that was
extorting him. Yeah.
Yeah. And he knew it was his girlfriend that it happened. Yeah. And oh, he was a producer of something there.
Oh, I don't know who he was.
I think he was like a CBS producer.
Oh, guy. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a real big thing going on there.
I didn't hear that part that he was a producer. I just heard he was a boyfriend of a girl that slept with David Letterman. He found out about it. Contacted Dave and said, pay up $2 million or I'm going to tell everybody that you slept with my girlfriend, who wasn't his girlfriend at the time, I guess, but you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. I thought that she was, but no, I guess the guy found it in her diary or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Exactly. I got to sleep with Dave. So,
do you know what she looks like? Is she hot?
She is not too hot, no.
No?
She's just all right looking.
Do we know how long ago this was? He was still married to his wife.
He is still married.
He was married to his wife when this was happening. He hasn't been married that long, has he? He just had the baby and got married or something, didn't he?
I don't know.
Is he even married?
Yes, he's married. Yep.
He's got a young chick, kind of, doesn't he?
Regina is, I'm going to say she's in her late 30s, probably.
Oh, she's old. Okay.
Old. He's old. He's 60-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and we could look all this stuff up, but it's neither here nor there. Celebrity.
Maybe we should take over for him when he retires. Late night with Big JD and Lippo.
I don't think that's going to work out.
Why not?
Because there's a lot of other guys who are in the queue who are after him.
Yeah, I guess.
Like at night, you know, there's...
What would happen if they called us up and said, we want you guys to do it? That would be... What would we do? That'd be crazy, eh?
Rent an apartment in New York? Actually, he lives in Connecticut, but I would rent an apartment in...
Connecticut.
In New York. And
would you do?
I would rent an apartment above a bagel shop somewhere and work the show.
You know that you can get places in New York are like, some people pay rent that's like $50 a month in Manhattan.
Cheap. No.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, there's the rent control thing that it can't be changed. So people that have had it from like way back for like cheap.
Yeah.
Some people live super cheap in New York, man. Like nothing. $100 a month, whatever.
I've never heard
even
that.
Buildings that you can get, like, you know how they do, like, the, I think didn't they have a church around here or something like that they were going to sell for $100 or a dollar, but you have to pay the millions to fix it up or something.
Right.
There's probably still birds going like this. Probably still places over there that you can, in New York, that you can get, like, for nothing, but you have to put the money into everything.
I didn't hear anything about cheap living in Manhattan.
Yeah. It's rent control. There's this thing like rent control, and whatever people have been paying, like, you can get somebody can sublet, and nobody can do, the owners can't do anything about it. And if it's like $100 a month or two or $500 a month, because you know that there's places in New York, you can't even afford to live in New York. You have to, monthly is like thousands.
Right.
It's crazy. Like in New Manhattan. But there are places that, a lot of places that are just cheap.
Really?
And that's, yeah, but nobody will sell them. They'll sublet them like crazy because
no one will get out of there.
If somebody leaves it,
yeah,
then they can charge whatever they want. But as long as no one leaves or gets subletted, the price stays down.
Well, there's no reason for the original guy to leave his lease. He got some guy subletting it for whatever.
Right, exactly. So that's how that works.
Hmm. Okay.
Any other news? Yeah.
Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize.
What?
Barack Obama, President of the United States.
Nobel Peace Prize for what?
For peace.
Yeah, but why? Him.
Yeah, why
does the president win anything? Why don't they give it to somebody who really does something? What did he do?
That's what everybody's saying.
What did he do?
Why did they give it to him?
What did he really do for it? Keeping the peace?
Keep
kind of
peace
is he keeping?
That's what I say. Maybe when you're done your tenure as president, maybe.
But it's not even him, though. He doesn't necessarily do everything. It's all someone else or his team or whatever. What about the guy that really thought of something or did something?
I agree.
That's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And he was like, he was kind of flabbergasted. He was like, you know, I really don't deserve this or whatever. And he goes, I don't know why they're giving it to me. And everybody else is saying the same thing. Why'd they give it to him?
Do you know exactly what he did or no?
What the Nobel?
Yeah. Why did he receive the Nobel Prize?
Oh, no, I don't honestly don't know.
We don't. I don't know if you even need to know. It's a need-to-know basis.
The awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday, President Obama, the third prominent U.S. Democrat to win recently, only seemed to reinforce the impression the prize can be as much about popularity as actually doing something.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We should get a Nobel Peace Prize for all our hard work and dedication for zilch.
Some observers interpreted the Nobel less than 9 months into his presidency, before he even had much time to pursue a peace policy. It's at least a dagger from Europe tossed at Obama's Republican predecessor. Like they're saying, it's so political that they're just giving it to him just to say, Bush, you sucked ass. You're in there for 8 years and you don't deserve a euro from us, but we're going to give the Nobel Peace Prize.
Bush must really hate it, especially because, I mean, he's black. He's what is his nationality actually or whatever?
Who?
Obama.
He's part Hawaiian, part African.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, he's not like Bush was Christian. I don't think he's Christian, is he?
Bush?
The other guy.
Well,
Bush is Christian.
Yes.
You know.
This guy here. Oh yeah, he's
all same thing.
He's a Christian. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like what are most black people? Baptists, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's a Baptist.
Okay, but Bush was different. Bush was actually I think Bush was like a born again Christian. You know what I mean? Like the real left wing madness.
No, right wing.
Right wing.
Yeah.
Both wings, obviously.
But in reality, he wasn't a very Christian man at all.
No, of course. But
that's what he was saying.
Obama's not the same thing. So I think that Bush is really probably rather disturbed over this.
Which is good. So Europeans let Bush know that he sucked ass by giving Obama the peace prize, which kind of is stupid, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
You got another piece of news?
No.
You don't? There is definitely more news that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
some big
ahead.
Stuff.
What do you got?
Let me just see what I was going to be talking
about.
It's
so big
that it's so
we
big.
Don't even know what it is.
I'm sorry. Oh, boy. Maybe not. I saw it, but I don't see it. Oh, it's the whole swine flu thing.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Nice. Somebody just asked me, should I get the H1N1 shot. I said, I don't know, man. That's for you to decide. I said, I won't.
Well, that's all you have to tell him. Say, I won't.
Yeah, that's what I did tell him. And then I went on to give my opinion.
You did?
Of course.
Oh, good. Yeah, don't let him shoot
you. Are you getting the flu shot?
No.
Do you get them? No.
No shots.
Do you ever get the flu shot? Have you? I mean, in the past?
I have in the past.
They say once you do, you shouldn't stop.
Sorry, I stopped.
Okay. Because you can get this growth of hair under your lip if you...
Yeah, I got that right now. It's going on. But when I got it, it was more or less... I was kind of not forced into it. Or I went for a doctor's visit, and the doctor said, did you get your flu shot yet? I say, no. And he says, okay, Don will be in a minute with one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to fight it or whatever. But knock on wood, I have been relatively healthy for a pretty long time. I'm waiting to get sick. You know, as this weather changes, I keep thinking, I got a little something in my throat.
That's what I think.
Oh, my sinuses are kind of bugging me or whatever. And it never turns into anything. So I'm watch next week. I'll be.
Yeah. As soon as the show's over. Yeah, same here. I attribute mine to Shaga, and because I take it.
Shaga, yeah, start taking some Shaga.
I think my immune system is boosted rather high, and, you know, try and do everything else right, whatever. But, so, you know, and besides that, then as all those other things come into play, the government and blah, 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 blah. And I just don't condone the whole idea of it.
Do you think it's good to get sick?
Is it good to get sick?
Yeah. In a person's life.
That's how you... I think you developed your antibodies to, you know, by getting the virus and fighting it off. I think that we have to.
Yes.
But the stronger your immune system to fight that off, the less, you know, the less strenuous the strain is on you or whatever for a flu or a cold or anything like that. But I think that they have to attack our system in order for us to fight it off. And okay. I think, depending, I guess, on maybe how healthy you are, it will determine how sick you get or how long it lasts and that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which obviously gets longer as we get older.
What gets longer as you get older?
I think that your...
penis?
No.
Oh.
Whatever that is. the colds and flus and the virus will last longer in your system when we're older.
Oh, I see.
Because we can't quite fight it off the same as we could as we were kids.
Kim's got her ears up when that word comes out.
Yeah.
Oh, penis, what are they talking about over there?
As long as that's all that's up around here.
That's it. That's all the news I got.
So we can move into today's topic, and that's the green room. No, not the jabber.
They blew up the moon. That's the thing I wanted to talk about.
Sweet. Yeah. So when is all the rivers overflowing?
Right now.
Okay.
The rivers are flowing on.
Over. So what? They blew up the moon. Who, what, where? What are you talking about?
They crashed a satellite into the moon. That's all.
Why? And by accident?
No, to find out if there is some water on Earth, on moon.
So why did they crash it, though, instead of just letting it land?
So they could go deep underneath the moon's crust.
Why didn't they just have it dig in? They had to actually have it crash to go deep?
Well, because that would have taken a specific mission to... take a specific piece of equipment up there, start digging.
Yeah.
But this was just something that they had floating around up there that wasn't doing any good, but they still had control of it.
Right. Well, how do they determine then if there's water by this thing that they already had up there? Because
they got another satellite up there. It's amazing how much junk they got up there. And they had the other one go by after the other one hit the moon and analyzed the particles that flew up into the air. Supposedly they flew like 10 kilometers up into the air. So this thing crashed into the moon. Stuff flew up. They want to see if there's ice particles floating up.
So when will we know that?
I think we know it already, but they're just not.
I've heard that there's water, but it's not liquid.
Like it's ice, you mean?
I don't know if it's ice or if it's they show that there's water in the molecules or in the surface. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you call it? It's not actually in its liquid form, you know, kind of thing, like not actual water or river or whatever, like it's a moisture or it's in the dirt or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But I'm not sure.
I think there has to be. I mean, the moon, where do you think the moon came from?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
It's just a little planet hovering around. I don't know if it was a... I don't know if it can be the same as just like some of the things floating around there, because this is actually round. It's not just a chunk. You know what I mean? It's actually a round ball, like a little planet.
Right.
So I don't know.
I think everything that floats around long enough, millions of years, is going to be round.
You think so?
Yeah.
Where did you ever come across that?
Come across?
Like, I mean, now here we go. Back to the penile.
No.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't going there.
Yeah. How does something get round just from floating around?
Because it's in the orbit of something else. We are in the orbit of the sun.
Yeah.
So we go round and round.
We go around, but how does that make us round?
Just us passing through air. Not air, but through space. As you keep passing around, it just rounds.
Wouldn't you think it would get maybe more rocket-shaped? Like, why would you say round?
Because it spins as well. We spin as we go around.
Right.
So that motion creates everything
somehow
to go around.
Wearing.
It's the way it wears. Yeah.
Well, okay.
And the moon is in ours, so it does the same basic kind of thing.
You should get a Nobel Prize. How did the planets get round?
My theory that I've... That's not my theory. It's the theory that I believe in is that the moon came from Earth.
Earth. As a chunk at some point.
When we were more chunky.
Yeah.
At the beginning of whatever that was, Big Bang or...
Do you think there's anything on the moon that we didn't put there?
No.
No? Any kind of building or structures or
anything?
No, like
no, no, there's no... They can see pretty close up to the moon. Like, you know,
I've heard otherwise, but nobody knows. You think we've ever been to the moon?
I'm saying there's a 75% chance we have been to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a 25% thing in my brain that says it could have been staged.
Well, because some of those astronauts from back in the day, they've spilled beans on other things, on extraterrestrial life and things that they've seen and things that they know. But none of them have ever said that they weren't on the moon. I don't think. If one of those astronauts came out and said, no, it was all staged, then I think we would know that it was staged. But they've never said that. I don't think they've ever said that. So.
Oh, I see. You're saying they did have...
But if they spill the beans on some things and not that, then maybe we have been to the moon.
Right. That's why I say 75%. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. The green room, not the Jabbercast studio green room. We discussed different things today that are helping our environment as well as things that are hurting it. And can the negative effects be reversed?
Right.
And here's our first caller.
I was going to say, we don't have a green room for one thing, because we don't have any guests.
Not live, anyway.
No, not live. Sometimes we have some interviews on the show. So how do you want to attack this? You want to talk about what the greening of the earth means?
What does that mean when somebody says, you know, green whatever? Green. What is the meaning behind green earth or green living or green anything green? Green thumb?
No, I don't think the green thumb fits into it.
No.
But I think gangrene. For the longest time, as I grew up like in the 70s and 80s, there was always that group of people who were saying we're just doing too much harm to the earth.
Planet, yeah.
And we need to fix the environment. And all these people were considered like tree huggers or environmentalists or whatever, but the engine of progress was still in full motion. It was like a locomotive going down the track, and there was a little cow on the track saying, be green, quit polluting, and the train would just go gone, and it just continued. I'm not exactly sure what the tipping point was where we're just starting to get green, or companies are now realizing that if you put some type of green if you put some type of green spin on your business, you can generate some business. Like, you can make more money by making it seem like your company is
doing something for the environment. Yeah,
right,
sure.
Exactly. Then again, I think there are actual companies that are doing things because they want to be green. They're actually doing it. There's a word for it. It's genuine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I think for the most part, this whole carbon credits, that's a money generation scheme as far as I'm concerned. Because you can, before you get on an airplane, you can buy carbon credits. There's like a little kiosk in airports now where you can just put your credit card in. and just buy green or carbon credits to offset you jumping on a plane and burning fossil fuel. Yeah, you just have no use for your money. Yeah, just put your credit card in this machine and it'll take it. It'll do something with it. It'll save a bird nest somewhere in the African jungle or something. I'm not sure what it'll do, but I think a lot of the green hype is money based to make money.
Sure.
But then again, there's policies out there that governments are trying to enforce to make a universal, I should say, global policy. And one of these, it's called a protocol, the Kyoto Protocol, which was signed in Japan probably close to 10 years now, where all these companies got, or all these countries got together and they say, we're going to do X, Y, Z to make sure that we cut down on pollution. And the biggest opponent of this Kyoto Protocol is the United States, because they think it's going to kill jobs, hamper business, and put us back years of progress. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to come up with a new protocol. There's going to be some big meeting coming up pretty soon to replace the guidelines that were set up in this document.
Yeah, that's some nice information there from Lippo on greenness.
A lot of it was just my opinion.
What about electronics and how they can be or are damaging our environment?
Electronics are something that typically doesn't go away.
Yeah, part of it.
And a lot of the crap in those electronics is harmful to the earth. Like,
right, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Part of it is the actual makeup of these electronic units. And then the other part of it is some of the things that are kind of given off from certain pieces of electronic gadgetry.
Right. But then there's companies like Apple that are trying to be more green. They take out the PCBs and the
PVCs
and all that. Well, I think they're still some. Well, I mean, actually, I don't know how much PVCs in the computer nowadays with them being aluminum and stuff, but they're trying to be greener as far as if this computer were to go in the ground, it wouldn't be all that harmful.
Right.
Or whatever device
it is. But it never dissolve. And then again, aluminum. Things that are made of aluminum, is that how good is that? Aluminum is not a good thing.
Why not?
Apparently.
Why isn't it a good thing?
Well, what about all the mini blinds and things that were made that had aluminum in them, and they said it was harmful, especially to kids, and they said basically you got to get rid of them all, and they want you to... I'm thinking of lead, not aluminum.
Lead, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lead is bad for you, absolutely.
Then what is it in the... in the... CRT monitors. Is that lead as well?
I believe there's some lead in there as well, yeah. And there is a ton of CRT.
Yeah, it's lead, actually. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Lead, aluminum.
Yeah, what's the difference? Aluminum's a little lighter, but...
a little lighter. Absolutely. Yeah, they started getting rid of lead in a lot of stuff quite a few years back.
Right.
It lead in the
paint.
They
didn't want you... Yeah, in your pans. They didn't want you to cook with lead. Well, no, now I'm thinking of aluminum, ain't I? Aluminum pots and pans and things they don't want you to use.
Yeah, don't heat the aluminum, exactly.
Well, what happens when these laptops all heat up and they give off unseen gases?
I don't think they heat up that much.
Mine does. Mine heats up like crazy. Fans like constant. You know what's funny is I had this thing plugged in all night. I unplugged it while it was sleeping to bring it. Yes. Here, and my battery's like dead practically. So I don't know if I
there's a fly in here. I don't know how that
would happen, or it wasn't charging or something. I don't know what happened. I mean, that fly's gonna get it, boy.
I hope so.
Whack. Don't hurt him.
He's gonna
get
good
hurt. For the environment.
He isn't.
He's gonna eat something.
He's gonna have babies and have maggots crawling in your nose.
I found a centipede.
Yes, you told me
in the office yesterday. Okay. Crawling up the curtain.
And there's nothing wrong with centipedes.
Yeah, there is when I sometimes sleep on the floor in there.
And what's it going to do to you?
Crawl in your mouth while you're sleeping.
And you're going to eat it.
You know, on average, you eat like 11 insects in your lifetime.
I thought I heard it was 8 spiders a year.
Oh, maybe it's 11 a year. I thought it was 11 like in your lifetime.
No, it's more than that. Yeah? For sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have you eaten spiders, do you think?
I'm sure, yeah, positively. There's certain times of the year when I get more spider bites than usual, so we know there's a spider in the bed. We take all the stuff off, flip the mattress, spray it down. Because you know there's a spider got into your bed somehow. So there's spiders in your bed at some point in time.
Do you ever spray here? No, I... Like pest control?
Outside, we spray spiders, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's a ton of them. A million of them.
But does it stop them from coming in, too, or no? Not really.
No, not really. Spiders come in. Yep. And they go in the corner, and they'll make a little nest.
How can you not swallow spiders if you're sleeping? What do we do?
What's wrong with swallowing a spider? That's a whole other show
altogether. I don't know.
There are many cultures that eat insects all the time.
I could probably eat it if I was awake. A lot more willingly than knowing that I'm asleep like this with my mouth half open and a spider crawls in and it gets swallowed. That's like really gross, man.
It isn't.
That's sickening.
You're crazy.
I don't like it at all.
The thought of it is what you don't like, I think.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
So that time it was like delayed and I hit it again, and then when it started, I stopped it.
You just want me to have the soundboard over here?
I don't know what's going on here, man.
I give you...
I'm going to have to do some editing.
One responsibility.
For the podcast.
And he can't even handle that.
So this week's song from the first Ozzy solo album, Blizzard of Oz, Revelation, Mother Earth.
Mother
Ozzy Osbourne from Blizzard of Oz.
Wasn't that a great album?
Revelation Mother Earth.
Or tape or whatever it was.
It was very cool, yeah. I remember when somehow we had like the first song recorded from the radio. And we played it over and over and over and over. My buddy's souped up Mustang cruising around. I think it was like...
Fly High Again?
No, that was the album before that. I don't know what song it was. It might have been Crazy Train or something like that, I think. I think that was the song that we had. Crazy. That's how it goes.
Don't remember.
But the song?
Yes, of course I remember the song. I'm just trying to remember what... I don't think it was Crazy Train myself, but...
It was one of two songs, and I'm pretty sure that the first one that kind of came out was Crazy Train. But if you look up the list of the songs on it, there'll be another song that was a big thing off it, too. Were you going? Looking for it or no?
Yeah.
Let's see what it is. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I guess it might have been Crazy Train.
Yeah. But there's another one. Did you get the list there, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. That, I think, was maybe like the second one that was, you know, kind of was big. The airplay thing. And then we had that, too, probably before we had the actual whole CD. But anyways, it's maybe not so much about Green, but Mother Earth and what's happening to it and what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Kind of, you know, if you listen to Ozzy's Black Rain CD. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of
Ozzy doing his part for the environment.
Well, whatever you want to call that, it's what should be done and good things that could be happening. And I don't remember the one tune there. It has something to do with less pollution.
And the Jabbercast does its part.
What do we do?
Well, our shows are recycled. After the live show, there's the podcast, and then you can listen to them over and over and over. It's always available, and they never get thrown away and never hurt the environment.
Never get thrown away.
Yeah. Where does all this go? When we talk, the energy and the you know, it probably goes somewhere. They say that these things do. I wonder if somebody can hear this somewhere else later.
Well, someone can hear it right now.
Yeah.
If you're on Ustream.
Ustream. And soon to be switching, actually. I want to make mention of that, too, because I think next week we're going to start broadcasting regularly. At our new home for the Jabbercast, which will be, and I can probably tell listeners right now what the URL would be. It would be Jabbercast. No, yes, Jabbercast. Dot.
People are just waiting.
Ustream. Which is Y-O-U stream, okay. And not U-S-T-R-E. Jabbercast.ustream.fm. We're going to FM, baby. So anyway, right. Jabbercast.ustream.fm. And that's where people can listen. So you could actually go to the site, or if you have any issues or problems, and we'll try and set something up on our website somehow or whatever, and links and everything. But you should be able to put that possibly. I don't think you need the actual URL in a browser in your music player, right? You could probably put that as the URL. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have an IP address. You should be able to put, you know, HTTP, semicolon, double forward slash, jabbercast.ustream.fm. And then you'll be able to get the stream in your player. So anyway, but there'll be information up at thejabbercast.com. And you can email Lippo and I at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. You can, if you have a show topic you'd like us to discuss, or you have some input, or you want to send us a recorded message, you can do that by hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or as well, you can use our My Chingo widget. And
at the bottom of the page, there's the My Chingo widget. Press the record a message, and we'll get your message on the other end.
There you have it. And while we're at it, maybe we'll tell you what's coming up next week, October 18th. Mentors. What is a mentor? And do we need mentors? Are mentors always for the better? And who's your mentor? And if you have, can you have more than one? And mentoring, more than one mentoring you on the same thing? And how about more than one mentor for more than one thing? Let's talk mentors.
Not mentors. Not meant to be confused with Mentos.
The fresh maker.
Okay. That's right.
So anyway, that's next week. Mentors. So if anybody has a mentor could be basically a hero too, couldn't it not?
A hero?
Can a hero be your mentor? Or does it have to be somebody who's like you coaching and teaching?
Someone you talk to, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it can be someone you're not in touch with.
But somebody who mentors you or has mentored you through something.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's going to be a lot of fun, actually.
That's going to be a blast.
It's going to be crazy. What you a party.
You are my mentor.
And that will be at jabbercast.ustream.fm. Y-O-U, stream. So anyway, back to the green room.
You're crazy.
And so we were last talking about technology pieces of equipment and things that contain things that are bad for the environment. And then there's, of course, the things that give off bad things for the environment, including your exhaust from your vehicle.
Exactly.
And now they're switching. The companies are starting to make some green cars.
Trying to make strides towards making cars that are less harmful to the environment.
Now, a lot of the auto companies are making hybrids. Are any of them specifically making single grid, just green friendly, and not you like that, and not you know, hybrid part gas, part you know, solar power, solar powered bicycles by Ronco.
Well, there's car companies that make electric cars. Electric is obviously going to be the preferred means of powering automotive vehicles in the future, I'd have to think.
Now, how does that fit in electricity-wise? And trying to save electricity, does that have anything to do with green, actually? Does that, in turn, somehow save our environment by not using electricity?
It depends on how the electricity was generated.
Right. So there would be, say, the difference between a windmill.
Right.
And another form of getting electricity could be what? Niagara Falls.
A hydro...
magnetic plant.
Yeah. That's what it's called. You shouldn't be making
no,
fun.
No, it's not, is it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Wow. You heard it here first.
No, you didn't hear it first. You heard it here last.
I said it here first.
There's nuclear power. Mm-hmm. There's a few nuclear plants in Ontario. I think we get about 30% of the electricity in Ontario.
And how good is nuclear?
I think it's energy. Very good. Myself, I think it's good. I think the plants.
Is there a byproduct?
There's a byproduct. And it's little pellets.
Mm-hmm.
And they bury these pellets.
And what does that do for the environment when you bury these and you hope to one day grow a plant there?
You will not grow stuff where they bury these radioactive.
And the more pellets that are buried, the less that we can grow.
Yeah, so they're putting them away in places where things don't grow.
And where would that be?
North of the...
equator. What happens when we find out that...
The Green Line, north of the Green Line, like up near Hudson Bay. Go ahead.
What happens... No, it's okay. What happens when we find and somebody makes this brilliant discovery that we can now grow things in that environment, which we've already destroyed? And by the way, that person would maybe receive a Nobel Prize if they weren't giving it to a president who didn't do anything. But
that's the Peace Prize. That would be a different.
Oh, right.
Prize.
Okay.
That'd
Nobel
be science.
Peace Prize. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm a little confused, but
there's a literature one, a science one, a math one. I'm not sure.
And one for just being a good person. No, the Nobel Peace, the Nobel Prize,
the Nobel,
no, got a Nobel
the Nobel, Nobel Prize.
Yeah. Nobel.
So
boy, he's very noble.
One of the worst ones is coal firing plants. That's how a lot of our electricity is also generated, is coal plants, which is kind of sucky. But within this area here, like about a half an hour drive down my road, there's wind turbines, which only account for about 5% of electricity being generated in Ontario right now. That would be a great thing. Like, you made fun about the windmills.
No, I wasn't actually making fun. I mean, I just, you know, the difference between the two. But windmills, I think, are great.
I think they're one of the best, besides solar.
But one of the problems is that I don't think they're allowing the building of windmills anywhere and everywhere, are they?
Not everywhere, but...
And why wouldn't they?
Because, yeah, this is a good topic.
Uh-huh.
Because...
N1H1.
N1H1.
Yeah.
No,
it all comes together.
I don't think it has anything to do with it.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it, but I mean government I'm leading to.
Oh, I see. No, it's environmentalists who think that, for one thing, they stick up in the sky and they kind of wreck the look of the landscape.
Okay. Okay, they have that, sure.
Never mind that these towers are... These electrical towers have wires in front of them. They're huge towers.
Well, sure.
Big, long line.
And the radio towers that we need to broadcast the Jabbercast.
And cell towers. There's towers everywhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that aspect. And then there's other environmentalists who believe that birds fly into them.
Uh-huh.
Killing too many birds with the windmills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's an issue. You have just as many birds flying into buildings as you do flying into blades of a moving...
Or very clean windows,
yeah,
for that matter.
Exactly. So... That's the issue that a lot of these people have. But I think as time goes on, a younger generation comes up, they'll realize we'd rather have wind turbines than coal firing plants creating our electricity.
I don't know that they, I mean, they don't spin like a fan. You know what I mean? They're not chop up a bird. They hit it like anything else, and it's not really moving that fast. I mean, if they hit it, they hit it like anything else, that structure that might be around. No?
Well, they're moving.
Yeah.
So a bird might look straight ahead and think, I can go through there.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's something in its way.
But I mean, it's almost like hitting something that's not really moving. They're going to get hit by it or whatever. But I mean, it's not fast moving like a fan blade, sticking your finger in it and it chop, 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 chop.
No, it will not chop the bird. The bird will just hit it by accident because it wasn't there.
So there's a chance of survival maybe even if he hits it, but...
Yes,
anyway,
there is.
We're getting technical.
I mean, we sure are.
So
back to the car thing. Yes, there are cars that are being made that run on electricity. Tesla is one of them. The Fisker is another electric car company that's supposed to get a huge government grant, I heard. And, of course, GM is releasing their Volt car next year.
Mm-hmm.
Totally plug and play.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just plug in the computer. USB.
USB, car. Of course, yeah.
The new USB car.
That'd be cool.
Got an Apple computer? It's All Things Mac on the Easy Mac Podcast. Join the Easy Mac guys, Jeff and Mike, at www.easymacpodcast.com or simply search Easy Mac at the iTunes store. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Mac, Easy Mac Podcast.
Need a fix for some cool music? Check out Mike LaPlante's Border City Radio Podcast. Visit www.bordercityradio.com or search Border City Radio at the iTunes Store.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So something I want to mention, it's the Apple headphones, and I use them and keep one thing in one ear, you know, the side for my iPhone with the microphone and everything on it. So if I get a call or something, I'm hands free. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, the way that their, little controller is on it with the microphone and the up and down button, it's, maybe an inch long, kind of rounded, but the ends are flat. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Catches a lot on it.
Sure does.
On something.
Yeah.
Always. Why wouldn't they make that tapered? On the top and the bottom,
right.
And it probably wouldn't catch on anything.
Doesn't catch on anything.
Yeah.
The little thing I got from Belkin doesn't catch on anything. It is tapered.
It's like that, right?
Yeah, it's like egg-shaped on the end.
Yeah, theirs is like flat on the top and bottom, and then the wire goes in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it always catches on something or always pulling on something and snagging like on everything all the time.
That's right.
Almost doesn't matter what you have on. Even if you have a t-shirt on and you're sitting and there's a little fold or something or
catches
anything, and it just kind of pulls on it. You know what I mean? Whereas if it was tapered... It's not going to catch anything. So that's something for Apple to consider. I should write a letter.
You should write a letter because the very first mouse they created, it was square. And it sucked ass.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be comfy, eh?
No, it wasn't.
For the carpal tunnel.
They called it a brick, actually.
In us all? Yeah, perfect.
It was perfect. And then what? Then they made a perfectly round one. That one sucked ass too because you never knew which way was up.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was called the puck. There was a brick and a puck.
Wow.
And now they supposedly they're going to be coming out with a new mouse.
Oh yeah.
Because the company, they're a Man and Machine. They had the patent for the trademark Mighty Mouse on a mouse.
Oh, so they had to leave that behind.
So Apple has to leave it behind. They could pay Man and Machine a license and just keep calling their mouse Mighty Mouse, but they're doing something, I heard. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Anything else for Tech Talk this week?
Well, that's all you wanted to talk about for Tech
Talk? Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. I didn't really, yeah. It's a little bit of tech and a little bit of talk. Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
That would be neat to put in the ID somehow. Okay, time for the Jabberquote right here on the Jabbercast. But first, I wanted to mention something that, and I just thought about it with the Tech Talk thing, but remember I was with the new operating system, Snow Leopard?
Can we go back to Tech Apple? Talk?
Yeah, I know. And I was trying to show you something where I click on a file and I want to, you know how you can kind of click next to the icon and then once and then drag and select a whole bunch in a folder? Like say I go in a folder and I have 20 things in list view.
Yes.
And I click next to the first one and I drag down five of them and it kind of highlights them all. You know what I mean? Then I let go and then I can select and move them or whatever, right?
Yep.
For some reason, and when I was trying to show you, it was working properly, but a lot of times in folders, and I, you know, it just happens a spur of the moment thing, and I don't realize what folder or why or whatever, but I go to do that, and it drags the file. So I can't, you know, and even now what they do is that if I have four folders, I drop one down, I click next to one and want to highlight a few, but it actually pulls that file instead of highlighting the ones under it. And I let go, it goes into the outermost folder of the folder that I have open. And it didn't used to do that. You weren't able to drag into an open folder when you have other folders in a list that you drop one down. So you know what I mean?
This is in list view.
Like you would actually have to open another window to put it in that folder that it's in already. Like it's in a folder, in a folder.
Yep.
But it'll put it in that folder.
List view, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it does that now. But the other thing is that... when I do that to select them, I've found that if I double click on a file and keep holding down the second time, I can select. I can drag to select instead of opening it.
Yes.
Like if you double click, it'll open it. But if you double clicked and hold, I can select.
Oh, there you go.
And I don't know if, you know, I wonder sometimes if these little things are things that get messed up when they change the operating system or they actually change these things. Because some of them they've made less convenient. So I wonder if it's mistakes in code that kind of changes things and
I think
maybe they get fixed later.
Maybe. That could be what happens. I honestly thought you were going to mention something else. And I thought you were going to mention something else the first time you brought this up and you didn't mention it. Because I never use list view myself. Mm-hmm. But if you select, this is an issue that I know cropped up in Snow Leopard. You have multiple items selected in list view. Mm-hmm. And you go to, okay, so they're selected and I want, let's say there's five files I want to drag into the desktop even, let's say. They're selected and I go to click on any one of them to select it over, to move it over, and it just selects that one. It like unselects the other four and selects just that one.
Oh, they don't say selected.
Right.
And another thing actually, is now that you mention it.
I think you have to hold down a key to keep it selected.
Another thing that it's doing like that is... And it was just coming to me when I, you know, I find these little things and I kind of forget about them, but
whoosh.
You can have a list view, 10 folders, one selected, and then go select another one to move it, and it moves that one and keeps the other one selected. Know what I'm saying? What it used to do was select the other one and move it, whatever, but it stays there. So sometimes I'm like, did I select the right one or didn't I select? Because it's still showing, you know.
It's behavior that you're not expecting.
Right. So anyway.
Jabber quote.
Yeah. It's time for the jabber quote.
Okay. You're funny.
So I have a jabber quote. Do you have a jabber quote too?
No.
Live simply, that others may simply live.
Wow. And who said that?
Big Gandhi.
Oh, of course. There you go.
Mahatma.
What is his first name?
Mahatma.
Oh, it's Mahatma.
Yeah. Mahatma.
That's a very deep but yet simple saying.
And it sort of fits in with the green thing, you know, trying to keep the environment, keep friendly. And the simpler that we do live, you know, the better it is for everybody. But live simply that others may simply live.
Yeah, it means, in my opinion, if you live in such a way that you don't have an effect on any other aspect of
negatively
earth, negative right. aspect on earth or the stuff that's on earth, odds are you won't affect anything negatively or even positively.
And the others after us.
Yeah, the others after
us. The future is going to be bright for everybody else. So anyway, once again, next week, it's mentors. So if you have or have had a mentor for any reason whatsoever and you want to share that with us, definitely get in touch with us at thejabbercast.com.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that. Is that going to do it for this week?
That's going to do it for this week. We'll see everybody next week. And don't forget to check out the website, also thejabbercast.com, to find out our new web streaming address, which I already told you what it is. So you can go back and listen to the show over and over.
Because you've said it over and over in the show.
Yeah, I did.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
It's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.